a Zimbabwe High Court judge whose arrest and detention was found unconstitutional by the Supreme Court says he will sue the government. The judge, Benjamin Peraza, was dragged by police from his chambers one day last February and hauled to jail on charges of obstructing justice and corruption. He had fought his arrest, detention and remand in the Supreme Court, and on Tuesday, the state conceded he was treated unlawfully. The Supreme Court ruled accordingly. Mr. Peraza is the first sitting judge in Zimbabwe's history to be arrested and charged with corruption. The state had alleged Judge Peraza intervened with a colleague at another court to help a business partner obtain his passport that had been confiscated pending his prosecution on murder charges. Judge Peraza spent the night in a cell with more than a dozen common criminals before he was released on bail. The month before his arrest, Judge Peraza angered the government and his supporters by ordering the release of the opposition mayor of Harare, Elias Mudzuri, who had been arrested for holding a political meeting without police permission. Several Zimbabwe High Court judges took the unprecedented step of signing a petition condemning Mr. Peraza's treatment. They said the procedure for dealing with a judge suspected of having committed a crime is clearly spelled out in the Constitution, and it was violated in Mr. Peraza's case. International legal bodies also criticized the treatment of the judge. Mr. Peraza's lawyer, Jonathan Samkange, told VOA that the judge intends to sue the police, the chief prosecutor, and the Minister of Justice for wrongful arrest and detention. Tendai Maposa for VOA News, Harare.